All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving deep into something that's super relevant to pretty much all of us, how we learn languages.
You got it, specifically how we learn English as a second language.
We're taking a look at some excerpts from a text that kind of flips the script on traditional language learning.
It really
It's
does.
asking this big question. Think about this. Is the way we've all been taught languages, is that really the best way to build confidence when we actually speak?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And the source we're looking at goes right to the heart of it, you know? Like those classic language classes we've all been through.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Textbooks, grammar drills, rows of desks.
Vocab lists a mile long.
Exactly. And one thing the source points out is just how much time we spend on reading and writing compared to actually speaking.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that before.
Have you ever felt that way in your own language learning?
For sure. Totally.
I mean, think about it globally. Something like 75% of class time is dedicated to reading and writing.
Whoa, 75%.
Yeah. That leaves only 25% for speaking and listening.
That's a crazy imbalance. I mean, no wonder people get nervous speaking English in real life, right? If we don't practice enough, how are we supposed to feel confident?
It's like anything else, right? You need to actually do the thing to get good at it.
Exactly. Like when I was learning French, I spent years studying, but when I actually went to Paris, I could barely order a croissant.
Oh
It
no.
was so embarrassing. And that's exactly what this deep dive is all about. The source suggests a whole different approach learning through conversations and stories and actually using the language in real life. What do you think about that?
You know, it makes a lot of sense, right? When you think about how we learned our first language, it wasn't through textbooks. It was all about interacting and trying things out.
No, true.
This idea of immersive learning, it's gaining a lot of traction in research.
Makes sense. So instead of memorizing verb conjugations, we should be having actual conversations.
Right. And the source mentions some really cool examples like speed networking events specifically designed for non-native English speakers. Have you heard of those?
No way. That's so cool. I love that idea.
And there's this amazing community called, get this, Chili Pepper Your English.
Chili pepper your English. Okay, have to hear more about this.
They focus on creating a safe space for learners to practice their speaking without feeling judged. It's all about building community and supporting each other.
That sounds amazing. So I guess the takeaway here is that we need to find opportunities to actually use the language, not just study it, but speak it and listen to it in real life. Would you agree?
100%. You know, the traditional methods, they have their place. Grammar and vocab are important, but they're not the whole picture. It's about finding that balance, combining the knowledge with real-world practice.
Makes total sense. So for everyone listening out there, think about your own language learning journey. How could you get more speaking and listening practice? Maybe check out a speed networking event or that Chili Pepper Your English community. Even just having regular conversations with other English learners can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. It's all about putting yourself out there and using the language. The more you do it, the more confident you'll become. And that's really the goal, right?
Totally. So to wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a little food for thought.
Okay, I like it.
We've talked a lot about finding opportunities to practice English, but what about other languages? How can we apply these ideas to learning any new language?
Wow, that's a great question.
What are some creative ways to immerse yourself in a language, even if you can't travel to a country where it's spoken?
I'll have to think about that one.
It's something to ponder, right?
For sure. It's all about being resourceful and finding ways to make language learning a part of your everyday life.
That's what it's all about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
Until next time.
See you then.